Amen. Okay, we're hopefully going to have some fun this morning. So I need you all to have a whiteboard. So if you don't have a whiteboard, go and grab one now. They're just over there. A whiteboard and a pen and a rubber. It's going to be quite fun. I also want you to get relaxed and get comfortable. So if that means wiggling about a bit, maybe you want to stretch your legs out. If you want to turn the chair around in front of you, put your feet up. That's what I like to do. You know, yes, that's it. If you've brought a blanket or a coat, put it over you. It's a bit chilly in here. If you have, you don't like the choice of who you've sat next to, quickly move. It's chilly. You're not chilly.
What?
I'm cold. I'm a bit cold. I'm going to do a little bit of a warm-up. Do some jumps. If you already have a whiteboard, you could draw a hand on it, like I have drawn here. This is to be able to raise your hand if you want to answer a question. I've drawn a watch on mine because I got a new watch recently and I really like it. It's really cool. So I've drawn a watch on my hand. I did draw this. I'm not the best drawer or artist or whatever you might call it. Drawer, I think, is a better word. So give it a go. Draw your own hand. Draw around your hand if you're struggling to draw. Draw a hand. Fantastic. I think we should start by playing a game. It's always fun. If I could ask my helpers, where's Jonah? Somebody? Yeah, perfect. If you could grab my balloons for me. Is anybody scared of balloons? Then, Steve, yeah. Fair play. Thank you. I'm also going to need a few volunteers. Who, like, come on, Joel, yeah, Grace, yeah, Lydia, yeah, oh, great, grab the rest of the balloons, then you can come, wonderful, yeah, come on, Caleb, anybody else, yeah, you three, anybody else, yeah, Karis, come on, yeah, bring them up, well done, thanks, pal, any more, anybody else want to come and play, yeah, come on, wonderful, we're going to play the game of keep the balloons in the air. Yeah? Who thinks they're really good at it? Joel, I think you're really good at it, so here you go. Have a balloon. And you can go stand over there. Well done. You practice at home? Great job. You know that game. Would you like to come stand over here to play? Here you go, guys. Grab the balloons. There you are. There's another one there. Well done. You got that one. Here you go, Joel. All right, guys, if the group of you want to come over here, that's it. You're going to get, you have 15 seconds to keep all these balloons off the floor. Can I have that one? And can I have that one? Thank you. Joel, you've got the same amount of time to keep 3 balloons off the floor. Okay? You think you can do it?
Hopefully.
Yeah? You think so? Guys, who do you think's going to win, the group or Joel? You think the group? You think, I don't know, Joel's quite good. Let's give him a go. You think it's going to be a draw? You think? Are you ready? Work as a team and watch the balloons. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Go on, Joel. Get them all up in the air. Oh, Joel. Come on, Caleb. Come on. 5, 4, 3, 2. Right, the group did amazing. They kept their balloons all in the air. Give them a round of applause. Yes. Joel, you did a fantastic job.
You knocked it.
Did I knock it? I don't know. Well done, Joel. Well done, guys. Here you go. Have some balloons with some hearts on. Have some love. Well done, guys. All right. Wonderful. We've all got a whiteboard with a hand. Who can wave their hands at me? I want to see your hands. Oh, lovely. Look at that. We've got some great hands. Wonderful. All right, previously, we've had some previous topics which have been great, haven't we? We've had secularism to faith, anxiety to peace, distraction to focus, which was Dan's one. That was amazing. Last week, we had other Hannah P talking about materialism to generosity. Does anybody want to guess what today's topic might be? Think about what we just had, a group versus an individual. Anyone want to have a guess? Yeah. Sorry, say that again. How would people be without God? That's a good question. That's a good topic. Write it down, Dan. That's a good topic. It's a good topic. Could be. Anyone else? What do you think it is? Sorry? Fairness. That could be a good one, yeah? That's also a good one. Individualism to teams? Families? Yeah. Do you know what, Gemma? Smashed it. Individualism to community. Yeah, well done. Well done, Gemma. You get 5 points. That means you get a snack from my cat food box. We've got a cat food box here. Is it full of cat food? It is! Yeah, would you like pork or chicken, salmon, beef or tuna? Chicken. All right, here we go. Oh, it's not really full of cat food. It's full of sweets. Individualism to community, or me, me, me to we, we. I didn't come up with that. I was given that, and I would like to put that out there. Mostly because it sounds like, when I read it, it sounds like somebody doing vocal warm-ups, like, me, me, me. Can I get like a me, me, me? Oh, beautiful. Or to like transitioning into a French person. Oh, oui, oui, oui. Oh, the guts. Oui, oui, oui. That's what I thought it was anyway. During the speech, any time you guys hear the word individualism or individualistic, I want you to go, me, me, me. Perfect. Yeah? The loudest and best gets a treat from the cat food box. Yeah? So individualism.
Me, me.
Beautiful. And if we say community, I want you to say we, we, we.
We,
we. Perfect. We love it. So what is, first of all, what is individualism and what is community? And what is community? Lovely. We're going to look at that. We're going to define them. We're going to look at what makes them good and bad. And then we're going to say, what are we going to do about it? All right. So individualism.
Me,
me, me. Who said we, we, we? I thought I heard a wee, wee, wee. It's a me, me, me. It was Andrew Scopes over there. If we can have the next slide, it tells us what individualism is. Individualism is the pursuit of self-discovery and self-fulfillment that is orientated on self. Who knows what that means? Me, me, me. I didn't know what that meant. I had to look up those words which are underlined. So first of all, it says self-discovery. If we can have the next slide, it will tell us a bit about safety. Oh, another thing. If we see this lovely man here with the whiteboard, it means it's a whiteboard moment, which means that on the other side of your hand, we get to draw something on your whiteboard, okay? By the way, this man changes position and expression, and it's absolutely fantastic, and it's probably my favorite thing ever. So look out for that. Self-discovery is finding something. Discovery is finding something. So whiteboard moment, I want to know what's the best thing you've discovered. Maybe you were digging at the beach and you found a coin or a shell or something like that. Maybe you discovered a really cool TV show. Has anyone seen This Is Us? It was mentioned in last week's preach as well. When I discovered that TV show, I thought, ooh, one balloon down. I thought I'd discovered something awesome. Maybe you put on an old jacket and you found some money in the pocket. Have you ever done that? That is like a blessing from your past self. I love it. It's good, isn't it? So maybe write down or draw something that you've discovered that's really cool. What is it? What have you discovered? A leaf. You've discovered a leaf. Nice. You know when you find the perfect leaf? Like about this time where it's like a bit crunchy and you step on it, it's like whew, satisfaction. I love that. Emily, you found £5. Oh, living the dream. Yeah? You found a huge tooth on the beach. That's cool. You discovered mayonnaise and ketchup. Some call it burger sauce. I love it. You found a £10 note. Oh, nice. Dinner's on you. Great. What else? What did it say?
You found a £10 note in some second-hand shorts.
Love that. I love shopping at like charity shops, and I always really hope that there's something cool in the pockets, isn't it? Never is. You discovered biology is hard, sad face. Yeah, rocks and stones, really cool. A crab shell, that's awesome. Really cool. Did it still have the eyes in it? Oh, I found one once that still had the eyes in it. It was really cool. Or creepy. So just discover something is to find something that might be like treasure. But self-discovery is finding things out about yourself, what treasures are in yourself, like maybe what your dreams are, what you want. It might be like maybe even your fears and like bad things as well. Self-discovery is figuring stuff out about yourself. Now, it's not a bad thing to find out stuff about yourself. Quite often you hear self-discovery. The society tells us that you need to put yourself at number one, you need to do self-discovery, you need to find out yourself, you need to date yourself. Has anyone heard that before? Weird concept. Date yourself? What does that mean? But it's not bad, but it can be. It's self-discovery, and when you're too focused on yourself is where you're pushing away other people, and you're looking for what you can do for yourself, not what you can do for others, or what you do impacts others around you. That's self-discovery. What's self-fulfillment? Self-fulfillment, well, there are some other words to describe fulfillment, which could be completion, accomplishment, achievement, basically to have done something, to fulfill. How good is it to when you tick something off your to-do list? Really good. I like to add things on to my to-do list that I hadn't previously needed to do, but that I've just done to be able to tick it off. Anyone also do that? Yeah, thank you. Fulfillment is where you complete something, you do something. Self-fulfillment is when you have that sense of accomplishment for your own desires, hopes and dreams, or goals. That middle one is a goal. When I think of individualism, Thank you. Got some good ones. When I think of individualism, I think of it as being a strong, independent woman. Yeah? I was like, really wanted to get a gift of like Beyonce, like, ooh, strutting her stuff. Strong, independent woman, but in excess. Yeah? It's when you rely on yourself and actively push away others, and help from others and from the community. It's okay to be self-reliant. Yeah, to be able to do things for yourself, that is good. But like most things in life, it's good to have them in moderation, isn't it? I shouldn't really have chocolate for breakfast every single day, as much as I want to. As much as myself says I need it, my dentist disagrees. But it's also good to not be too dependent on everybody else as well. It's okay to sometimes have chocolate for breakfast, maybe just on Christmas Day. Yeah, it's important to have things in moderation, not to be too self-reliant where you're actively rejecting help from other people, and not to be too dependent where you only rely on other people and you can't do anything for yourself. Individualism, oh, that was quick, is to better yourself and progress your own goals. But let me ask you this question, things to make you go, if you're living for yourself and putting yourself at number one, where is there room for God? And where is there room for other people? Let's talk about other people. What about community? Yes, again, some good ones. If you Google community, it says it's defined as a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common, or a TV show. This community TV show keeps popping up on my Netflix recommended, and when I Google community, it also popped up again, and you have to type in community, well done, definition. Yeah, you're doing great over there. So it's a whiteboard moment. This guy is this time looking at his whiteboard like, it's a whiteboard moment. What does community mean to you? Well done, I'm not even realizing these. What does it mean to you? And what communities are you in? Perhaps you can draw them or write them down. Think about it. If community is a group of people in the same place or have something in common, shared interest,
What ones are you a part of, or can you think of, or what does it mean to you? Wave your whiteboards in the air like you just don't care if you finished. School and church. Yeah, great communities. Love it. I can't see it if it's waving. School and church again. Yes, great job. Belonging. That's what community means to you. It means belonging. Family and church. Amazing. Home, kids club, Mosaic church, church, kids club, school. Love it. Sharing the love of something or a shared goal. Yes, love it. Church, amazing. Food, yes. WhatsApp groups. Is that what community means to you? Good or bad? Give or take them. Depends if you're an annoying one or not. Community means... Emily, what does yours say? What does it say? Community means to me... that it is a group of people helping each other. Yes, love it. You've drawn your community there of two people with each other. So good. I can't quite see your list. Shout them out for us. Volleyball? Yeah. Like teams, team sports. It could be anything like school, workplaces, or teammates. That is my American football team right there. We're all pulling stupid faces. It could be even where you live. So here in Beeston, or maybe Holbeck, or where it is, wherever it is that you live, could be your community. Great job. I think it's time to give out some cat food. There's been some great wee wee wees from over here. Here you go. Warning, you may get hit in the head with sweets. Just. Ooh! Some sweets over here. There's been some really good wee wee wees and me me me's. And there's been some great ones over here. Woo! That's it. That's it. Why is community important? It's like a support group, isn't it? We do not do life together. Some of you are saying it's helping each other, isn't it? When we had the balloon game earlier, we had the group of people doing keeping up the balloons, and we have one person keeping up the balloons by themselves. If you imagine each balloon as a task or a worry or a struggle that you're facing at any one time, how much easier is it to do with a group of people than to try and do it by yourself? Yeah? When we surround ourselves with Jesus friends, people who also love Jesus, you give yourself a community to grow closer to God and to grow stronger in your faith. And your relationship with God will flourish. Who knows what the most important commandment is? Just wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. Who knows what it is? Go on, Dave. Love your Lord your God with all your heart and soul and your mind. Who knows what the second most important commandment is? Yes, Anya. Love your neighbours as you love yourself. Yes. So the Bible tells us to love one another. It's the second most important thing, isn't it? The Bible also tells us to love one another either 11, 13, or 16 times in the New Testament, depending on the translation, according to Google. So it's pretty clear that it is important. But what else does the Bible say about what we should do with each other when living in community with one another? It's a whiteboard moment, so perhaps write down on your whiteboards anything else the Bible says that we can do with one another in community. Write it down. Well done. Great catch. Has anybody got any ideas? What does the Bible say about how we can live in community together to break bread? Love it. Yes, food. What is it? I can't quite see it. Bear with one another. Encourage each other. Love one another. Yes. Support one another. Share all things in common. Yeah, wonderful. There's a couple of examples that's going to pop up. Love, serve, pray for, submit to, encourage, teach, and live in harmony with. These are all things that we should do when in community. Now, it's really important, well done, that one another means it goes both ways. You love and are loved. You serve and are served. You taught and are, you teach and are taught. You encourage and are encouraged. Romans 12, chapter 10 says, be devoted to one another in love and honor one another above yourselves. This is going back to the individualism.
Me.
Well done. In that, if it says to put other people above yourselves, that's sort of against what individualism says, isn't it?
Me.
Well done. The Bible says to put other people first and to be in community with one another.
Me.
Wonderful. But why? Philippians 3, verses 18 to 20, reminds us, I think it might come up, yeah. Next one. It reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven, not here on earth. It also reminds us in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 34, it says that we shouldn't worry or focus about the things here on earth, which individualism tells us to seek stuff, well done, seek stuff for yourself. But the Bible says the complete opposite and says your stuff, your things you focus on isn't here. It's God and it's in heaven. What we have here is temporary, and actually our citizenship, our home where we belong, is in heaven. Somebody earlier said that community to them, well done, means belonging, and our belonging is in heaven. So why are we focusing on ourselves and what's here on earth? We're going to have a little bit of discussion time. Okay, now, if you really hate other people and you don't like talking to them, that's fine. I'm with you. You can write it down on your whiteboards. If you would like to talk to other people, then gather into a little group of maybe two or three, and some questions will come up behind me. And let's just have a couple of minutes where we're just going to reflect on this and discuss. We can often sit and hear something and go, yeah, fine, I agree with that. Yeah, what you're saying is cool. But then you're like, you go away and you carry on with your life. So we're going to say, what are we doing about it? Let's discuss it with other people. What are we going to do about it? Is there something that you're trying to do for yourself that you're not giving over to God? Yeah? Maybe there's something that you're holding on to. Are you seeking earthly things before you're seeking God's kingdom? Now, this is a bit of a challenge as well. Are you active in a Christian community, whether that be here at church? Maybe it's things like Kids Club that we saw earlier or other things. Are you doing those things the Bible said to do to one another? Are you encouraging one another, loving one another, not just being loved, but are you loving as well? And what communities are you a part of that you can change the focus of from being individualistic and on earthly things to community and godly things?